Hi, Michael Griffiths here, founder of Referral Marketing Guru, and welcome to this Get More Referrals Today podcast. Today we're going to have a look at growing your network, because without a network, you've got no one to speak to, and if you've got no one to speak to, you've got no one to sell to and partner with and have the opportunity for people to open doors for you. So your network really is everything to you. You are always going to be losing people from your network. There are people who are going to go in different directions in life. Life's going to get in their way. They're going to go do something else and they're going to leave your network. And that's absolutely fine. But what it means is that you've got to be replacing them with people at the top of your network. You've got to get new people coming into your network all the time. Now, for most people, they think to get new people into their network, they've got to go out to networking events. And they go and they spend per month hours and hours and hours really wasting their time. And I say wasting their time, not because networking events are a bad thing to go to, they are. But how many quality people, how many of the right people do you meet every time you go to a networking event? See, this is tends to be what happens. Takes you half an hour to get there. You're there for 90 minutes to 2 hours, half an hour to get home. You've just spent 2 to 3 hours for that particular event. And for what? You might have met 4, 5, at tops 6 good quality people that you can actually do things with. See, most people go to a networking event, don't go with the right reason. They go because that's their way of creating a sale. They hope that someone's going to buy from them on that particular night, and that's their way of creating a sale because they don't know any other way. Well, is that who you want to be meeting? Don't you want to be meeting with people who go, hey, how do we do things together in each other's networks? How do I introduce you to the sorts of people you want to be able to be introduced to? They're the sorts of people you want to be meeting. So instead of going and spending this time, how about we do it a little bit more efficiently? See, these days online, you can just about find anybody you want on any social platform. For most people in growing their network online, they think it's all about connect, connect, friend, friend, follow, follow, and that's it. That's just the start. The real magic is when what you do next in sending that person a message to be able to connect offline, to be able to have a phone call, to be able to catch up on Zoom, to be able to go over Skype. That's where the real magic is. And notice how I didn't say to meet face to face, because you don't have to do that to start with. Sure, face-to-face is a great way of being able to enhance and build that relationship. But do that down the track. To start with, all you want to do is go, hey, is this person someone who I want to be doing business with, who I want to be partnering with, who I want to be able to help? And if it is, great. Now do other things with them down the track. Let's become more time efficient with what we're doing. So growing your network has 4 stages to it. And we've got this great little PDF that you've got the ability to be able to get at referralmarketingguru.com.au/grow-your-network. And you'll be able to get that PDF that we use. The starting point is, who's your target audience? Who do you actually want in your network? So many people just start building their networks with anybody. And that's not who you want. You don't want anybody. You want people who sell to the same sorts of people you do. You want people who are in the same sorts of industries that you want to get into. You have to understand who they are. And you have to understand that it's not just about finding people to sell to. It's about finding people to sell to partner with, and to be able to open doors for one another. So once you understand your target audience, who you want in your network, it makes it a lot easier. The next step is, good, where do they hang out? What type of social media groups are they in? What professional associations are they in? Are they part of various clubs? What sorts of people do they already work with? So where are the sorts of people you want in your network and where do they hang out? Then you've got online networks that you need to be able to be a part of. On Facebook, it's about your personal profile just as much as it is about your business page. And if you've got groups, then even better. Twitter, Instagram, LinkedIn, Google+, YouTube. They're all places online where you can find the right sort of person to grow your network with. Offline, professional associations, various networking groups that attract the sorts of people you want to grow into your network. So don't just turn up to anything. Really understand where does your network hang out so that you can be really targeted. And when you turn up to things, you know you're going to have everyone in the room potentially to be part of your network, not just one, two, three. Then it's about growing your networks. Now, we can grow our networks from anywhere up to 2,500 people a month. Now, sure, we don't need that many. And for most people, they'd be great if they just grew their networks by 100 people a month. Well, the nice thing is you can turn the tap up or turn the tap down depending on how many people you want in your network. But again, if you don't have many people to talk to, then that's because you either have the wrong sort of network or you haven't started growing your network. So you've got to be able to look at, well, where am I currently at? Do I have enough people to speak to? Am I having enough conversations every single day? And if the answer is no, then you've got to do something about growing your network. So to grow your network by 20 people on Facebook, on LinkedIn, on Instagram, on Twitter, on Google would take you all of about 15 minutes. And you've just grown your network by over 100 people for that particular day. 15 minutes to grow your network by 100 people. So if you just did that once a week and it took you a whole total of 60 minutes for the whole month to grow your network by nearly 400 people. See, it doesn't take a lot of effort, doesn't take a lot of time. All it takes is a bit of a plan to actually go out and get it done. So think about what your network looks like right now. If you don't have many conversations taking place, you've got the wrong network or you've got no network. If you've got lots of conversations taking place, are they with the right sorts of people? You might not need to do anything at all with your network. You might just need a little tweak. You might need to start again. But you won't know that unless you sit down and you actually work out, where am I at right now? Hopefully it's been really helpful. Your network is your net worth. So you need to have the right sorts of people in your network and you need to ensure that you're growing your network day in, day out. Don't wait till it's empty before you start filling it up again. If this is the first time you've come across us, welcome. Come hang out with us at our Facebook group. It's facebook.com/groups/Michael Griffiths. Love to be able to see you there. Come meet some great people. Come meet our network. Come start growing your network with some wonderful people at the same time. Till next time, take care. Look forward to chatting to you real soon.